Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Hosea chapter 14, verses 1 through 9. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Hosea, the 14th chapter. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take with you words and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity, accept what is good, and we will pay with bulls the vows of our lips. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride on horses, and we will say no more our God to the work of our hands. And you, the orphan, finds mercy. I will heal their apostasy. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned from them. I will be like the dew to Israel. He shall blossom like the lily. He shall take root like the trees of Lebanon. His shoots shall spread out. His beauty shall be like the olive, and his fragrance like Lebanon. They shall return and dwell beneath my shadow. They shall flourish like the grain. They shall blossom like the vine. Their fame shall be like the wine of Lebanon. O Ephraim, what have I to do with idols? Is it I who answer and look after you? I am like an evergreen cypress. From me come your fruit. Whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is discerning, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the upright walk in them. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Word of God is read and taught in church for understanding and impact, not just for show, as we heard a couple days ago. Faith, though weak and plagued by unbelief in this life, arises from God's Word and grasps the promises of Christ in that Word, as we heard yesterday. He has cast out the devil from us in holy baptism. He has made us his own. Today we learn about repentance and returning to that gift. Hosea preached the image of the Lord as husband to his bride, the people of Israel. Christ also is described this way in relation to us who are together his church, his bride. He has cleansed us of our sins. He has declared us worthy of his love. He bears the shame that it took to bring us back as his beloved. This is the marvel of the gospel, my friends, which only Christianity preaches, as we heard yesterday. Our God justifies the ungodly. He overcomes all of those thoughts and words and deeds that we cannot forget, that we can never maybe live down. He forgives them. He has made peace by the blood of his cross. And where else do you find this sort of mercy in the whole world? This is not an agreement to look the other way, which your boss might even give you, and of course he'll expect you to do the same. This is not giving leniency to your enemies or being gracious in victory. This is forgiving and embracing the traitor, the wife or the husband who has cheated on you and humiliated you. We were that sort of betrayer to our Creator, and he forgave us. It is really good for us to be blown away by such an incredible favor that is shown to us in Christ. God's wrath, his anger, that's not arbitrary, and that is not surprising. His mercy is. So what then about the person who spits in his face again after that? The one who cheats again. The one who dabbles with demons again. Chapter 13 of Hosea was very clear. There is no forgiveness for such a person. You cannot take God for a fool and run his mercy forever. I ask you, which cuts deeper? Somebody who does something wrong, or somebody who lies about doing something wrong, or Somebody who betrays your forgiveness for both the lying and the doing. And yet, there is a chapter 14 to Hosea. Even still, there is a call to return, what we have heard today. Now, this is an old controversy in the church, and one that I think revives in every single age and every single Christian's life. The question of whether after baptism, after forgiveness, if a Christian falls away, if a forgiven person betrays his Lord and his church, whether that person can or ought to be restored. Do not answer that question too quickly. Do you say yes because you are incredibly eager to sit in the pew here or at the Lord's banquet table hereafter next to the playboy, next to that drunkard, next to the one who embezzled from my church, next to the arsonist who burned down our church, next to the wicked uncle or the loathsome executive? Or do you only rush to say, yeah, forgive him, in the hope that God will pardon you what you have desired and plotted and done, and then done again, even though you are God's baptized child? Even though you have received his love and his mercy, and you broke your promise that you would leave all of that dirty stuff behind. Hosea today instructs our consciences, and God grant that they would be a little tender right now. God teaches our consciences four things. The first is that you should return. Not forgiving is the instinctual response to the really slimy liars and the cheats, the ones who abuse goodwill and break faith with us. Wrath is what they should expect, if not from me, then certainly from God, right? But that means that we should expect wrath and anger and judgment also. But our Lord, by his prophets, our Lord, by Christ himself, and from his apostles, says, return. Repent. Come back. Have your mind changed. Resolve to change it also. You have taken a bad trick. Don't be an idiot. Don't try to shoot the moon while you're at it. Return unto the Lord your God. Second, take words with you when you return. Now, it matters a lot what words you are bringing. As anyone who's ever been cheated or betrayed or had a drunkard come back to them knows. And we can be extremely petty and cruel. We almost always make such confession a torture for those people who return to us. Thanks be to God, the ministers of the Lutheran Church are bound not to be cruel like this in our practice of confession and absolution. We're forbidden from doing that. But just as for the drunk, you will be helped by bringing good words with you, by taking the time to be sure that they are right words, true words that you bring. The way you do this is by considering your place in life according to the Ten Commandments. Learn what your sin is, not by the measure of others, not by how you felt about it after or at the time, but learn by what your station is. You're a father, you're a mother, you're a worker, you're a child. It demands something from you. And by what God's word says, what it upholds, what it rejects. What it says is love, what it says is faithfulness and betrayal. Now, to confess means to agree with, to admit, to say it out loud. And in the case of sin, it means to agree with God's word, with his law, and to say plainly what sort of sinner you are. That rarely happens with a lot of words, But it always happens with the hardest words, especially if you are wise and discerning enough to clear away all of the other words, the excuses, the good intentions, the game theory clutter, and say only, "I ate. I called her a fool. I murdered her in my heart. I watched that video gladly, and I broke the sixth commandment when I did. I spread my anger to all of my friends. I never once spoke it in prayer to God, who could have done something about it. I treated my baptism like dirt." You speak the truth when you say those kind of words. And that is something marvelous. It's very rare for a liar to tell the truth. Now, third, with this wisdom, dear Christians, yes, we are Lutherans, like Hosea is. We don't imagine that our words, our confession, is what's going to trigger God to feel sorry for us, to give in, to show some leniency. No. Take away all iniquity. That word needs to be in there too. Faith believes the Lord's promises, that he is good and ready to forgive. What other hope could a person have who's flouted the Lord's forgiveness? Where else are you going to find something except if he will forgive again? That's the question, isn't it? That he will right the wrong that I have done all by myself. Take away all iniquity, Lord. Accept what is good, truth, even if our sin is a pretty bad truth to have to tell. And we will also add that we are sorry and that we want to do better. God grant this. But none of those horses, none of those works of our hands or of our lips are the thing that is going to save us or turn this around. And that's what Hosea teaches. The Lord is saving us. His Spirit is at work in the law of God, fully unveiled in Christ. He's broken us open. He's brought about something of the truth from us. But the real amazement is that indeed he says, "I will heal you. I will heal your apostasy," he says. You're falling away. You're falling back into the slop. It's not just, "I will forgive your sin." Maybe that happens once. But he says, "I can forgive that you spat on my forgiveness last time. I will love you freely," God says. That is, without a trade. Not even because you said you were sorry or brought some words, but because my anger has turned from you, he says. This has happened because of the once and eternal sacrifice of Christ Jesus. And that's the fourth thing that we learned today. The most important thing, the most joyous thing, dear friends. And the one that answers that old but ongoing question. Yes. Yes. Though great are sins, yet greater still is God's abundant favor. Yes, there is forgiveness with him. Our churches teach that there is forgiveness of sins for those who have fallen after baptism as often as they are converted, returned. And the church ought to impart absolution to those who return to repentance. So take your words with your deeds and your thoughts and get your pastor by the ear, so that he may do what he has promised to do, that he may hear your confession and pronounce forgiveness according to God's holy will, what he wants to do, what he loves to do. And then, the most important part of his will for us, believe it, and God help any unbelief you have. Your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long- and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.